In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. The great doctor of the church, St. Augustine, writes, there are two times, now and then. One which is now and is spent in the temptations and the tribulations of this life, and the other is then and shall be spent in eternal security and joy. In figure of these, we celebrate two periods, the time before Easter and the time after Easter. That which is before Easter signifies the sorrow of this present life. That which is after Easter, the blessedness of our future state. Hence, it is that we spend the first in fasting and prayer, and the second, we give up fasting and give ourselves to praise. These are very, very profound words of St. Augustine. And so to review, there's only really two times, right? There's now and then. There's the time of fasting and sacrifice and reparation. And then there's the time of feasting and joy and celebration. And in the church, St. Augustine says that we notice two different times for this. We have this time of Septuagesima and Lent, that period of 70 days of fasting and sacrifice. And then we have the 50 days of the Easter season, a season of joy and celebration, a season of feasting. In the midst of this time of sorrow and fasting and penance and the rigors of Lent, we get a few little glimpses of Easter. Already on the second Sunday of Lent, we got a little glimpse of Easter when we went up the mountain of Tabor with our Lord of the Transfiguration. And now on this fourth Sunday of Lent, this Laetare Sunday, we get little glimpses of Easter joy, little glimpses of the then in our now as we are mourning and weeping in this veil of tears. If you are following along in the Latin, you can see very clearly that the word laetare is used consistently throughout our readings today, not only in the introit from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 10, laetare Jerusalem, gaudete cum laetitia qui intrestitia. It always sounds better in Latin, does it? Because it rhymes, right? Rejoice, Jerusalem, rejoice with joy, you who have been in sorrow. Then I'm sure you caught in the epistle today from Galatians, laetare, there it is, the word again, laetare steleris quae non paris. See, it always rhymes in the Latin. Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. You probably caught it too in the gradual from Psalm 121, verse 1. Laetatus sum in eis, quae dicta sunt mihi. I rejoiced at the tidings that were told to me. And so over and over, the word laetare is brought to our attention. These little hints of rejoicing as we are mourning and weeping in this valley of tears that we call Lent. Even these beautiful rose-colored vestments are external signs of our great laetare, our internal rejoicing. Little hints of rejoicing that look forward to the joys of Easter. The gospel, although not mentioning that beautiful word laetare, talks about a feast in the middle of our fast. That wonderful, superabundant feast that the Lord provides from only five barley loaves and two fish, foreshadows the Paschal feast of the Most Holy Eucharist, where we will soon be feasting upon the risen flesh of the Lord in 21 days, having made our confession, so that we can receive our Easter communion. And then there will be others who will be baptized at Easter, and they too will participate of the Paschal feast to come. You noticed that, of course, in the reading from the Gospel, all of this took place, St. John tells us, at the Passover, at the Pascha, the festival day of the Jews, was near. So even in the midst of our fasting, there are little glimpses of the feast. And there could be no greater feast that we could feast on during these very penitential days other than the Lord's body and blood, soul and divinity, the true food that sustains us through our now as we look forward to then. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.